The only life is the fantasy football life. So when you come in here, you better be ready. Now prepare yourself for the Sons of Atherton Man Cave. And here are the bad boys to take you there. Ed, Greg, and John.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live in the man cave. Sitting across from me is my co-host, Mr. John Smith.
How you doing tonight, Ed?
I am doing fantastic. And sitting to my right is our commissioner and additional co-host, Mr. Greg Phillips.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the man cave. Good to be here, Ed.
It is good to be in your man cave. This is great.
It's great to be here in my home.
Yes. We are lucky.
That feels so comfortable here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Don't tell them it's not a really sweet recording studio.
It's fantastic. Oh, no, it's
wait,
it's recording studio.
All of our viewers thought that yes. We were actually in a real cave.
We are. Yes. It's a cave. So we are recording a very special episode tonight. It is a very special episode because we have a mystery guest, our very first mystery guest. Mm. Do you guys know who the mystery guest is?
I have a hunch.
You have a hunch?
I'd rather not know.
Our guest, who knows who our mystery guest is? I'll tell you who knows. The Oracle knows. Mr. Joel Brand is here with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. So much of a pleasure being in the cave today. I am speechless. I'm surrounded by dolphin memorabilia. I'm surrounded by Mr. Ed, Greg, our commish, in this quality studio that is Novato's Cave. John, the man to my right, please, gentlemen, guide me and show me the ways of the podcast, please. Thank you.
Well, for someone who's speechless,
like,
you do talk a lot.
Brown nosing works.
Yes, we'll take it. We'll take it. So, Joel, we are really excited and happy to have you here with us as our first guest. And we just got to ask, how much did you actually rely on that app when you were doing your draft? Because it seems
he's been
like
waiting to ask that question.
It seemed like all you did was look at that app. Look at that app. Look at that app.
I gotta tell you,
so you cheated.
If it terms of percentages, because we're all about stats in this hall, right?
Yeah, sure.
I would give it a range of 100%.
It worked.
100%.
It worked.
I believe
so.
It.
I'll tell you one of the reasons why I'm asking that, because you know I'm not going to necessarily speak for John or Greg, but I think I'm sort of speaking for them. I did a crap load of research, listened to all the podcasts, looked at all the stats, looked at all these different projections, looked at college, you know, college plays and players and what they did and what their outlook was for.
Wow.
Was looking like.
That's amazing.
Hey, I'm amazing. What
did
can
you
I
go
say?
Back to like their elementary school and Pee Wee football?
No, but I did go back to high school on a couple of them. So
ooh.
There you go. There you go. And so I got to say, I was really intimidated by the fact that coming into this season, you didn't seem to do any of that research. You seemed to just show up on draft night with a couple of computer screens and a wish and a prayer.
And he killed it.
And he killed it.
Well, it's all due to I have a little problem. It's kind of a disability. I have a bit of an ADD issue. So me paying attention long in about 5 minutes, it's a problem for me. So I figure I'm going to put all my 5 minute intervals of attention into one night. And how do I achieve that? With an app. So I picked the app. I went different this year. My normal app has not worked in prior years. And I flipped it on its head.
So you
flipped it on its head by using a different app.
Who is the app that you used, if you don't mind sharing with your competitors?
Oh, I'm not sharing.
No, smart.
This is double secret app sharing here because it wouldn't be one of the top three.
Don't let them suck you in.
Maybe they have a show on Sirius XM, just saying. Every couple hours, yes.
So I think you were dubbed, you were given a name, I think, right, Ed, on this show.
Yes, yes.
And actually, may I interject on that?
Yeah. Sure, you can try.
How did that name even come about? Was that you, Mr. Producer, or was that Commish?
That was John. That was spontaneous John.
John H. Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, and who am I playing this week, Mr. John H. Smith? Just saying, yeah, Mr.
That's me. You know who it is. I'm coming for you, Joel. Finally, week six is here, and Alvin Kamara is not. So
neither is Fournette till week 9, I believe. Is that or 10, or maybe till the end of the season? Just saying.
Why did you dub him the Oracle to begin with? Well, which he no longer bears that moniker, by the way.
But I'm going to earn that back this year, though.
He is still technically the Oracle. You are still technically the Oracle. You just suck right now.
Yeah, yeah. He lost two in a row.
You're the Oracle that sucks.
He sure looked smart at the beginning with Mahomes and Tyreek and Melvin Gordon. He looked great. So the Oracle, it just popped into my head, the Oracle of Atherton, and he was just feeling so good about himself. Like, he's so smart. He was trolling me. That's why I had to troll him back with the Oracle. But
now he's no longer the Oracle. He is the Oracle in our mind, but not on paper.
No,
running of the Bulls. You suck in bull's balls. That's what you're doing right now.
My balls got castrated last week by medicine, so there's that.
So do you think it was the fact that you bought into the name The Oracle, and you thought, oh, wow, maybe I am the Oracle?
See, the Oracle gets cursed. I'll call myself the Oracle. I get cursed every single time I smack talk. The minute I smack talk, I lose. The minute I smack talk, the opposite happens. So the Oracle, like every good Oracle should be, is shut the fuck up. Okay, I'm going to shut up, be an Oracle, meditate in the corner, and just win the rest of the year. That's all I'm saying.
Does your app do your start-sit decisions every week? Or are you doing that yourself?
I actually do have an app that says start-sit. I do, yes.
Everybody's got one.
And how much money have you spent on all these apps?
Offset the winnings that you would have procured?
A total of $4.99.
Okay, that's probably
$4.99. Seems a little steep.
That actually seems like the output you're getting out of that app. So
it's a little pricey. Yeah, yeah. So we were kind of giving you a little.
I gotta remind you.
Yes.
Do I have to pound the table tonight to get what I need?
You'll be pounding something.
Every single episode, I manage to forget this. So we have our celebratory toast. That tonight was purchased by our commissioner.
Thank you. I mean, you're welcome, or whatever.
Brought to you by.
And it is the Kraken. This is whiskey, right?
Spiced rum.
Spiced rum. Oh, I'm sorry.
Black spiced rum.
The Kraken. Black spiced rum.
It's not a high school drink anymore.
Yes. To the Sons of Atherton.
Sons of Atherton, gentlemen. Yeah,
that's
decent.
That's
not bad.
That's not two in a row.
That's not Bacardi.
Okay. It's
not
bad. What do you do with that?
You drink
what
we just
did.
You just drink it with like orange juice or something?
And then you chase it with a Moscow Mule.
Yeah,
I guess. Okay.
Give it to the kids in the morning with their orange juice. Clears up the sinuses.
Yep. You're not sick. Here, have some crack. And get to school.
You're going to mix that with something.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said crack in, not crack. He said crack in.
Hey, I haven't done crack in weeks.
It's been minutes.
Isn't that crack whore? I'm just saying.
It's been minutes.
It became unfashionable.
All right, so for those of you who do not know, Joel did start off the season lighting it up on fire. He was just burning through everybody. I think the first 2-3 weeks, he was scoring like almost 200 points.
I think 200.
Opening week, week one. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so week one, Joel scores 211 points. That's how he earned the moniker, the Oracle. And he was facing off against the Moist Meat Hammocks.
Oh, the blankets.
Oh, those poor suckers.
The 0-5 blankets.
Yes, who this opening week, their team scored 169 points, which is good. That's really good.
That's their high output for the year.
Yes, and they have not done anything since.
They haven't won a game.
No. I'm not even sure they're still playing. Are you guys even listening to this podcast? You should.
But, Ed, if I may interject, there was a key.
You like interjecting.
Well,
that's what I'm figuring out.
It's ADD
here.
Again, baby.
For someone who's speechless, you sure like to interject a lot.
What do you attribute this to?
Well, I have a... I just want to ask the gang here. So when you're looking at starting quarterbacks, we have to bring this up, right?
Sure. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
So
it's the Brady rule.
The Brady rule. So why would you go Blake Bortles over Brady?
Are we talking last week?
Yes.
And this is the Blankets who still scored 170 points, 69 points. So I'm speechless. Why would you do that? Why would you ever start Brady over? I don't understand.
The logic. I did see the logic. Brady hadn't really overperformed yet. Bortles had a pretty good matchup. I would not have probably made that call, but I see why he did it. I was playing him that week, and I'm glad he did it. But I wouldn't second guess him. I thought it was actually a reasonable call. It wasn't totally out of left field, but probably nobody here at this table would have bench Brady for Bortles.
Probably not, but I get it. The matchup seemed it seemed solid. You know, they were going up against KC. But
he threw for 4 touchdowns, Bortles.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
But how many points did he get? 2 touchdowns. He threw for 430 yards.
He threw for 4 all season. Yes.
Yeah, he threw for 4 interceptions. That's what I meant to say.
Oh,
yeah.
4 interceptions. Yeah.
But it's against KC. I can see the logic.
I think the meat hammocks.
I'm backing you, meat blankets.
I think the meat hammock screwed that up too. Interceptions is different than touchdowns, guys.
Listen, we all know I would have benched Brady.
I know this differently.
There's
no
awkward.
Question I would have benched Brady, and you guys all know why.
Yeah, because Greg is...
You would have never had him on your team.
Exactly.
Yes.
Greg dated Tom Brady in college, and things didn't work out like he'd hoped.
It's a very sad story.
He's very bitter.
I don't like to talk about it.
Let's move on. That's for a different episode. So, Joel, you came into this season just burning everybody up. It came up to our matchup, the Wayward Sons versus... what was your name at that point?
Renamed myself. I am the Oracle, thinking,
Was that week? And that was when you won by 10 points. Mm. 10 points. And I don't care if I go the rest of the season losing every single game, that will be the one that haunts me.
The one that burns going
down. That is the one. Because that's the one that I specifically, on one of the episodes of this show.
Well, we remember.
I said I would not play Callaway if Jarvis Landry was playing. And what did I do?
You Callaway'd all over yourself.
That's right. I waylaid an egg.
You're still bitter.
I'm bitter not at you, Joel, but at myself. I blame myself. Because you didn't outplay me. I outplayed myself.
But isn't that fantasy football?
That is fantasy football.
I mean, in a nutshell, that is it. We second guess ourselves. We spend all week looking at all of the stats, and we try our best to ignore the projections, but secretly, deep down inside, in places we don't want to talk about at parties, we really do look at the projections. Am I right or am I right?
You're absolutely right, Greg. I would just say, this is the Oracle again. I would say,
you don't need to introduce yourself.
We know who you are.
I have to keep repeating it because I always want to convince myself I'm still there.
Again. I'm John Smith. He just likes to hear his name.
For a guy who is speechless, you sure like using those words.
I'm John Smith. I'm still here. It's my turn to talk.
So I do have a question, though. Are we going to be Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Mr. Kamish?
What the hell are you talking about?
Will you enlighten all of our viewers?
Well,
about
we have no viewers.
What I like to say, viewers. That's how I call everybody out in podcast land. You're all viewers. Some of you are viewing through your ears. But what is a Tinker? What did you call it?
Well, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy was a movie.
It's actually a book.
And a movie. Oh, yes, I stand corrected.
And a play.
And people are sleeping. Get to your point. There is one.
I may be the Oracle, but do you not tinker with your team a bit? Between trades and...
I've been known to tinker.
Constantly.
And so... Is this
going somewhere, guys?
Where are you leading this to?
You know, I don't know.
That's what we figured. So, John, do you have something?
Yes.
You
look like I do. You have I do. I had something to
save
say.
Save the episode, John. Save.
I'm going to go back to the Antonio Callaway decision.
Yes.
So week three.
So don't add. So no, I forget that. Ed is now trying to wash the stink of Antonio Callaway off of himself. I tried to trade for Callaway last week or the week before. I tried to trade him Tyler Eifert. I thought, hey, Ed needs a tight end. I'd like to get a piece of Callaway. Yeah. I thought he could be good.
I remember
yes.
that.
Yeah.
The trade wasn't going to go through fast enough, so Ed wanted to TD the deal. Okay, great. Well, so now Ed, this week, proposes a trade to me, and I wanted to save this for the podcast.
I love this.
Kiki Kuti, who has had two good weeks
love
in a row.
Love that name, by the way.
Oh, who doesn't?
Kiki Kuti.
If I were that way, I would totally be dating him. So Kiki Kuti has had 2 weeks in a row for Houston. Scored about 14 or 16 points each week.
He's been decent.
So now Ed wants to trade me Antonio Callaway for Kiki Kuti. Now, if you look at Callaway's last 2 weeks, it's not good. In fact, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. He seems to think I want Callaway bad enough to pair up with Baker Mayfield as a stack so that he can stack
Higgins
Kiki Kuti with Deshaun Watson.
Because Higgins is out.
So are we doing
this? I know
this?
Higgins is out. But I still think Callaway has something wrong in his head.
Ooh.
There's an aneurysm or something happening in that guy. He's not good. He might have physical skills, but I don't think he has the brains to play in this league.
All right, folks, stay tuned to next week's episode when John
declines the offer on the trade.
Regrets he didn't take that trade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But didn't Kiki get, like, shamed or hurt in one of those videos where they're jumping out of the car and sticking Kiki? Isn't that a thing with Drake and Kiki, I love you? And
is this true?
No.
What? Yeah.
This is Kenyon Drake? Are we talking about Kenyon Drake?
Kiki. Oh, God, we're never talking about Kenyon Drake.
Okay. Anyway, I would like to propose a water bet right now.
Oh, my.
Kiki Kuti will outscore Antonio Callaway the rest of the year.
Okay.
Wait, how are you going to calculate that?
I don't know.
Okay, but
I don't have
so
to.
So define the water bet or it's
ranked.
Off. Are we going to think about this?
He'll be ranked higher.
Okay,
Antonio
fair enough.
Callaway.
Fair enough. We'll finish higher.
Because they both
higher.
Are basically at zero. So you're basically starting on an equal playing field.
Okay.
So end of the year, whoever's the most fantasy points in our league, and you're taking
Kiki Kuti.
And Mr. Ed is taking
and
Callaway.
I am not taking Antonio Callaway in a trade. It was a nice offer. I think it made sense in some levels, but I just think Kuti has a lot of he's got a lot of upside. That guy was injured the first few games of the year. All right,
yeah.
Moving along.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Great.
Let's
so
do that
I'm going to write that on the board.
Yes. Scratchy, scratchy. We're writing
y'all
it
heard
on
that.
Board. Yeah. Yeah. So, after that riveting conversation.
Is he eating nuts?
I think he's eating something. Big salty nuts.
That.
I put out.
I didn't know you could do that during a broadcast.
I put my salty nuts on the table every time you guys come over.
I'm a professional. As opposed to everyone else at this table. Anyways, so
let's talk about this week.
This week,
yeah. This week or last week?
Well, I want to talk. I want to talk about Joel.
Oh yeah,
who's been?
He's our guest today.
Yeah,
we should
Oracle,
not ignore him.
I'm still
Oracle,
here.
The Oracle, unfortunately,
we forgot.
The Oracle has been on a 2 week slide, and I don't mean a slide up.
Yeah.
I mean a slide down.
Big
to
time.
The toilet, which is where he belongs.
Is there a slide up?
Sure, why not?
Well, there's chutes and ladders, if you guys remember that game from your your utes.
Yeah.
Your utes.
Your two utes.
I've been to a lot of parks.
But that would be a ladder, not a slide.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
safe as said.
I'm just sorry.
Regardless. We're derailing here. So, Joel, you have had the last 2 weeks... where you've been
asleep at the wheel.
Well, let's just say not performing up to your established potential. What would you attribute that to?
Matchups. Just matchups. Yeah. Really bad matchups.
Heisenberg in week 4.
You know, really? Mahomes has been my guy, obviously.
Right.
And he's... While Casey still won last week, he didn't throw much touchdowns like he normally does. The defense actually won that game. Mahomes still performed well, but he didn't really need to perform as well as he had in the past because they were ahead the whole game.
Well, if I could call you out for a second.
Oh, please do.
I think, you know, instead of saying, you know, Mahomes is your guy, I would double down and say Mahomes is your only guy. and you and you rise and fall as Mahomes goes, because you have, for those that don't know, the Oracle has Mahomes and Hill, Tyreek the Freak Hill stack going. And I just want to say that's why you were so ridiculous scoring in the first 2 weeks.
That stack was unstoppable.
It's unsustainable also. So, and I think we're seeing, as I said in a previous podcast, you have regression that happens every single year after weeks 2 and 3. You get all these crazy stats in the first couple weeks of the year, and then everything regresses back to the mean as far as the NFL. And we're starting to see week 4, week 5, we are seeing the teams that we're going to see the rest of the year now. And so I think you're seeing a Mahomes who's still really good. So this is where the difference, and then I'll get off my soapbox. This is the difference.
I really wish you would.
I'll be quiet.
What time is it?
You get the microphone all the time. This is my time to talk.
Okay.
This is where the difference between real football and fantasy football. Mahomes started as an amazing fantasy football. He was balling on the real field. And now you're starting to see that Monday night in Denver. You're starting to see he's starting to play some serious defenses.
Yes.
And he's not putting up the crazy video game numbers he was, because he's facing real NFL defenses that have had a month to calibrate and become who they are.
Yeah, so his first 3 weeks, it was the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Niners.
Hmm. All top-notch defenses.
Yes. So
Chargers are good.
He threw for 4 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns against the Steelers, and 3 touchdowns against the Niners. And so 2 weeks ago, he went up against the Broncos, which is when Joel suffered his first official defeat
in Denver.
Tear dropping.
I'm crying out loud right now.
And he threw for 304 yards.
The dude balled. He threw the ball left-handed.
Yeah, which was great.
I remember that play.
Yeah.
But this is the difference between real and fantasy football.
That was amazing.
Yes. So I mean, I think it's the depth of team that's interesting, and just the matchup. So this week,
or the lack of depth.
So just to yes,
his team is deep. Look at his lineup, dude.
I would trade teams with
you today, and I don't like you.
Well, I like you, John.
So I got to play this guy this week, and I'd like to play him with his team if he had my team. I mean, look at his wide receivers. He's got Edelman, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, and Robert Woods, who is going to be playing with two other guys that are like the triumvirate of L.A., both of them coming from the concussion protocol. That guy's going to see a ton of targets. You know, Melvin Gordon, he's been crazy. James White's been totally fine. I wish I'd have picked him up when I had the chance. And he's got the Philly defense. His team's good. Jameis Winston, he had to pick up somebody to replace Derek Carr, which is not a
So why is he sucking so bad lately, John?
He just, you know, it's fantasy football, so you cannot predict every week. But I like his team. I would like his team to suck this week so that I can defeat him and get my team back up to 500. Because I was lucky to win last week.
You would like his team because you've won one game.
I have two.
Oh, sorry, you've won 2 games.
But screw you, Ed.
I was waiting for that.
Along those lines, though, I want to call out our producer here and myself and compliment us actually on a wonderful draft, because we are number 9, myself, and number 10, respectively. I have the second highest points in the league still. Mr. Wayward Sons has his second overall record.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had keepers were really non-existent.
For the most part.
That's true.
And they've done nothing this season.
We've really had to build our team from ground up. And, you know, we thought early on, my thought was I'm being afraid of John's team and Edison's team, who ultimately crushed me last week. But I want to just really give a shout out to your draft.
Wow.
Yes.
And I actually said, oh, this draft's not going to be good. Yeah. I will be wrong. I am wrong on that. But we both had good drafts.
Yeah, you don't win the league in the draft, but...
What's the phrase, Ed?
You can lose it.
You can lose it, but I think you can also set yourself up pretty well. And I think given the fact that... So for those of you who don't know, we are a 10-team league, 2 QB, keeper league. So we allow two keepers per season, starting in the third round and later. So they have to be people that you drafted. So we had a lot of guys who started off with pretty top-notch keepers. So so my co-host here, John Smith, started off with Leonard Fournette. And,
in the fourth round.
In the fourth round, and then had Alvin Kamara in the
14th round. Solid.
So that felt preseason. It felt like he was the guy to beat. Now, we've seen this season, we've seen Fournette struggle a little bit. I still think
a lot of bit. Hold on, let me just take over there. Leonard Fournette is injury prone. Everyone told me that. I kept him anyway because it was a fourth round.
Yeah,
and he has made me sorry. Now Jerick McKinnon, not injury prone, but he's out for the season. I've had bad injury luck so far.
You probably have had the worst injury luck of anybody.
I'm not sure of that, but I feel that way. I've had bad injury luck.
And now with the news...
It's not stopping me. Do you know who I picked up on waivers this week? Alfred freaking Morris.
Oh, down to the table. Yeah.
See, down to the table again. I'm sorry. I'm banging my...
Alfred Morris?
Yeah. So my luck is changing. Jerick McKinnon's gone. Alfred Morris is in. And I think Matt Braid is injured. So
I think you
just watch.
I think you misread the waiver wire and you picked up the wrong Alfred.
Son of a... Anyway.
So... Yeah, you've been struck by the injury bug big time. Yeah. And with the news that came out today about Alvin Kamara's injury,
I don't know how you're actually here tonight.
I don't believe that's true. That's fake news.
You better hope it's fake
news. So Alvin Kamara did seem injured last week, but I think they just gave him a breather.
Yeah. Yeah. They dominated that game, and it was like, let's just give Super Kamario a break.
Exactly. They worked him hard for 4 weeks. They put that horse in the barn wet every night, and this is just the week they said,
That's what I'm hoping for.
Let's get Ingram. Yeah. I know. You're hoping because you just traded away Ingram.
I just traded away Ingram for a guy that's getting concussed in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was really, really. That's almost as bad as the other trade.
So last week
Let's bring up Greg's trade. Too. Let's move on. Really so, good.
So
for, I thought I was a guest here. Wait a minute.
Well,
so the guest means you don't get to say anything.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
You are just honored to be here.
I'm very honored to be here. Thank you. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, you're speechless. I wish you would.
Come to the table. I said I wouldn't.
Yes. Hey, you know, it's instinct. I get it. You pound things.
We're Irish.
I understand.
You're passionate. You're
very angry.
You're
passionate. And Parik understand each other.
So for those of you who may be new to the show and have not listened to any of the other episodes, first of all, we want to say welcome. We're happy to have you here.
All 40 of you.
Yes. And second of all, so last week's episode, we covered a couple of trades that our commissioner had that we at the time thought was pretty heavily favored toward Kamish. So he traded Quincy Enunwa for...
Quince Enunwa, I like to say.
He likes to say Quincy.
Oh my God.
Because he's never gotten me more than 15 points.
Quincy Enunwa.
Less than?
Yeah, and he does keep working that joke as if it's funny. So somebody just...
For the Spanish crowd, I don't like to isolate anyone.
Laugh and maybe he'll move on. So you traded Quincy Enunwa for...
Jay Ajayi.
How'd that work out, Commissioner?
I actually got the better end of the deal because Ajayi got me 1.9 points and Quincy Enunwa got zero. Wow. So... I think I ended up on the...
I still think you lost that trade one. Because happened to Jay Ajayi? Yeah.
So it turns out that Jay Ajayi twisted his knee, and it wasn't the knee that was bothering him out of college, and it also wasn't the broken back that
he went into the game with a broken back.
Yeah, he had a broken back or vertebrae or something, and everybody thought that that would be what would do him under, but it was actually another knee that he tore his ACL, MCL.
Yes. It's like surprise.
ACL. I don't know which else.
Whichever one puts you on the injured reserve.
ACL. It was ACL. Yeah, torn ACL.
For the record, I got more points, Parg, than you did on that trade.
Parg. Not Parg.
But Enunwa is still playing. He'll be back.
I don't know what makes you
and
think.
And he'll probably keep him on his bench.
Is it a one-week trade?
Well, listen.
You have to trade him back?
Yo-yo trade.
If the Jets.
That's why he's not winning.
Yo-yo, you suck.
Who's being interviewed?
He took
now?
His glasses off. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
He's
Everyone
getting
gets serious.
Serious.
Okay. So don't look him in the eyes.
If Parik does the same thing that I did, he will continue to get less than 15 points on his bench because he will never play him, just like I never play
him. Yeah, but Parks' team sucks anyway, so it's fine.
All right, it might be an upgrade. So moving on.
The second trade that we covered last week was you had Mark Ingram.
Previously.
And you traded Mark Ingram for Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks. And we were all high-fiving. In fact, we were razzing you a little bit on the podcast about how that was so one-sided.
No, I don't think it was one-sided.
What do you think, John?
Would they do it? No, I would have loved to have had a shot at Ingram. Being a Kamara owner.
Yeah,
sure.
When I heard it happen, I was like, I would not have offered something like Brandon Cooks, probably. I would love to have had a shot at him. I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah. Well, you don't have anybody on your team anybody wants.
You're right.
Anyway,
I don't even want the guys on my team, so why would you?
So I was talking all of my wisdom last week about, you know, all the regression, statistical regression, and how, you know, Ingram is a 30-year-old running back, and he's never going to do what he did last year. And what does he do? He goes out in his first game back, and he puts up 21 fantasy points and two touchdowns.
Sure.
And
yeah,
so
it was amazing.
Yeah. And
for his first game back, Cooks, that was amazing.
Cooks was also concussed. So I didn't have any luck. I had two guys that got injured at the total of 1.9 points for the two players combined.
But if any consolation, it was on his bench. He didn't even play him.
Exactly.
So you trade for him and you bench him.
I'm sure after that game, there's no way they're going to keep playing Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's not.
And I'm sure that...
Is it just me?
I'm sure that Brandon Cooks will be concussed every week.
But is it just me who saw Mark Ingram last year and he's a top 10 running back
along with Kamara. Number six in our league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you feel like, hey, even if he's not on performance-enhancing drugs, which none of us are anymore... why didn't you think, hey, that guy could still be really good this year, and you should have just waited for him to get back
because,
and see what you got?
So you want to answer? Or?
That's a fair question because, in the context of running backs being so rare, because their health is so they're so fragile. Running backs are fragile. The idea of trading a running back for a wide receiver. That's a fair question. I would like to hear that.
Let me ask.
I think more importantly,
someday I'll get to answer it.
Maybe would the Oracle like to hear an answer from Kamish? Or
let me meditate on that for a moment.
Wait a minute.
I actually do wish to hear the Kamish give his dish on Ingram.
Oh Jesus Christ!
That's a lot of issues.
Well, he had flipped another running back for wide receiver the opposite direction, so he picked up a running back for a wide receiver.
Thank you, John.
So I see he was balancing his roster, but still,
yeah.
Man, Mark Ingram. If I had known that guy was available, I'd have figured something out.
Yeah, so he traded a healthy running back for one with a broken back.
Someday I'll get the answer.
Yeah.
Please,
not tonight. We're going to have Greg as a guest on our next show. And we're going to ask him some questions about a stupid-ass trade. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Wait a minute.
We'll be here each week. Thanks.
Yes. Anyways, Commissioner, please.
I've already forgot what I was
it's
asking.
It's your league, Greg. You go ahead and talk. What were you thinking?
So,
that's the question.
To be short and concise, because everybody's falling asleep.
Why would you start
cares.
Now?
I think that the reason was really I thought Mark Ingram would regress. I didn't think he would be, and I still, right now, don't think that he will put up the fantasy points even close to what he did last year. And I think that over time, Brandon Cooks will be the better end of that trade. And I also...
Do you mean like over seasons?
By the end of the season,
the end
I think...
of his contract?
So... Typical fantasy football, everybody judges based on 1 week's of performance. So over time, you have to remember, I had Drake and Peyton Barber on my bench.
Sure.
And so those were the people that I was balancing on my flexes, flex decisions.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. You traded a healthy running back for one with a broken back.
For a wide receiver that was a wide receiver at the time that was tied with Julio Jones and ahead of A.J. Green.
Brandon Cooks was looking good with
that
the
was
Rams
a really stupid move.
No, it's a good. It was
way to go.
It's not a bad trade. It's easy to look at hindsight and say it was a bad trade. At the time, I was like, wow, that's...
We're
that's
judging it bad. On 1 week. And okay. You guys are judging on 1 week. I'm not.
Right, you're right.
But all we are is judging, so that's all that matters.
You asked if it was a good trade. I'll let you know after week 13 when I'm in the playoffs and you're not.
Luckily, this is a weekly podcast, so we can judge each other by each week.
It's all on record, baby.
Vinyl.
It's on vinyl? We're recording on vinyl. Yes, we're recording live on vinyl. All right, so John and Joel, you guys have your big matchup this week. There was a lot of trash talking in previous episodes between the two of you.
Mostly by me, because he wasn't really here.
I wasn't allowed to talk then, but now I am, so.
Yes. Well, now you're here to do your trash talking, and I'm looking at this lineup. I'm looking at this matchup, and I don't know. I'm starting to wonder who is going to actually come out on top, because it looks like John's about 14 points.
We got the same app. My app shows me as an 18-point dog.
18 points.
You know, you cannot Math trust the projections of ESPN's app. You no, it's cannot. True. It's because true. If you look, Pat Mahomes is projected at New England to get the same amount of points as Aaron Rodgers at home against San Francisco. Basically, within a point. Come on!
Not ridiculous.
Are you insane? Jameis Winston's going to outscore Baker Mayfield. That could happen because he's playing Atlanta. There's some other things. I won't go into all the numbers, but his team on paper looks a little better than mine, but some of the projections just look stupid. Like Philadelphia playing the Giants, they're projected to get 11. Minnesota's defense against Arizona, one of the worst offenses in football, they're projected to get 7. So I don't care about the projection. My team's going to knock them off this week. We're going to have Joel back on next week. I'm calling it right now. Joel's back on next week. So I can troll him over how my team destroyed him.
Oh, wow.
Even Joel without Alvin will not Kamara. Be on next week.
What? Oh, okay. Okay. Fine.
We'll get to talk shit.
I'm going to talk shit about
I'm doing
him
that badly on the broadcast? No. Podcast? No. Thank you. Broadcast podcast?
You're doing great.
But I am interested in, you know, and Joel's got some really good matchups here.
Yep.
But he's going heavy on the Patriots. He's going heavy on Edelman and James White.
On both sides of the ball, he's got I'm stacked. A lot invested into that Sunday night game.
I'm stacked.
He's got two Chiefs and a couple of
You're right.
Patriots.
You're right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big game for you.
Actually, that was my draft strategy, best available. So I'm going with the best available. Happens to be a stack. That's what I'm going with.
I had a lot of that early on. It didn't work for me, but I had a lot of it.
Well, your guys got injured, you know, true. So,
So I mean, I do think, John, I think you've got a little bit. I think, so James White versus Alfred Morris. I think James White is going to probably have a higher score there just based on the matchup.
And yet they show us as tied at 10 points, that can't be right.
I just grabbed Alfred Morris off the trash heap. But luckily, Matt Breida probably isn't playing this week. So he's going to get the run.
It should be at the same time, though, I look at Julian Edelman has more points actually than Devonta Adams.
He's projected against the Niners.
Projected. Just to be clear, I think that's crazy.
Stupid. That could be a crazy. Low projection for.
That's
for
Edelman. Super
for
low.
Adams
against the KC super low. Defense. And I think that
for anyone who's projected. Not looking at our app, which I'm assuming is none of you.
There's no way Edelman.
Currently, Julian Edelman in our league is projected to score 14.8 points, and Devonta Adams is projected to score 14.4 points. There is no way Devonta Adams is only going to score 14.4 points.
He's the only wide receiver on that team.
Yes, yes.
So let's not go through the whole lineup, but I'm an 18-point dog, but when I win, I'll be back here on the podcast next week going, I told you so, and I told your mama.
Yeah.
So can I call out a bet?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, a bet? A water bet?
No, this would be a broadcast bet.
A broadcast bet.
So if I win.
Wait.
So if I win.
We're trying to get back on the show.
Oh, yeah. Of course I am.
We'll give you 2 minutes next week if you win.
Yeah. 2 minutes that we'll never see the light of
day. I got my eye on the Gordon versus Eckler. This is a double opposite stack of running backs for the Chargers. He's got Gordon. You got Eckler. We're going to see what shakes down in Cleveland.
Well, yeah. I don't like my chances there. But My whole philosophy this year is, if Melvin Gordon breaks an ankle, I'm good. That's my whole philosophy.
Your whole season is riding on that.
I got Austin Eckler, and that's going to ride me to the title.
But I thought that's Ed's strategy of going with the backups.
Ed's been working pretty good for him so far.
My strategy is working pretty well right now.
Don't tell me.
We'll talk later about the shell of the team.
That
beat me.
Was that a sentence? Mm-hmm. Was that a complete sentence?
The shell of a team? Yeah, it's a paper tiger.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm totally a paper tiger. Just remember, paper tigers still bite. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What's a paper tiger?
All I know is
not a tiger.
So just a quick recap for those of you that were listening last week and maybe are still listening. So Wayward Sons, that is my team, was going up against Kamish's team. And
that was rough.
It
was rough.
Destroyed. Don't tell him, but I destroyed him.
Yeah, it wasn't really close.
Yeah,
it wasn't even close. I'm not going to sugarcoat this at all.
He was so sure of himself after that Ebron Thursday night.
Ebronics.
Yeah. See, he got a great night out of one guy. Too bad the rest of the team, rest of his team sucks.
He's trolling you, Greg. You don't have to take that.
Sucks.
No, listen, I'll take that right away. I don't have a problem with that. I don't back down. But I went
back. No, but your team does.
You had better players on your roster than me. Went back.
That's a true statement.
And said, if I had played different players, I went best ball.
Yeah, if you drafted a completely different team, maybe you would have beat me.
Now you may be going a little
far. Hey, what's your draft order again?
For 1 week, you beat me. And so it took a concussion and it took a guy breaking his back. But you did beat me.
He broke his back.
You did beat me.
Yeah, a guy you traded for.
So the moral of the story is, I went and looked and saw if I had made the best plays. I went best ball.
Yes.
Calculation, my best would have been 154. You still would have outscored me by 16 points. So you had better players on the roster. You beat me fair and square. Even if I hadn't traded, I even went one step further. And I said, if I hadn't traded Ingram, and I had played Ingram, and I played my best roster, you still would outscore me.
Yes.
I went back and reverse calculated Ingram's points on my lineup.
No, I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
And I would have lost to you.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like, I want to beat someone so bad you can't ever calculate another way in which you would have won.
You're creating a new form of math, Ed?
No, I just mean there's nobody else on your bench that you could have added and swapped out. Like,
rare.
No.
Really?
Meow.
I just want to win. I don't really want to destroy them except for Joel.
No, I...
What? Sitting to my left. He knows I'm saying this.
I know there's eight more weeks, and Joel's listening. I think you're in trouble.
You think I'm in trouble?
Yes.
Okay. No, don't be in trouble this week. We need Wayward Sons to knock off Chuck Norris.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't be okay with that.
Yeah, so
I'm rooting for Wayward Sons.
So this week I am
I'm going for Chuck Norris. I'm sorry.
So
I'm bitter.
Oh, what?
Sure.
Why do you want that tool?
Yeah, you're bitter against the guy who you won against. Yeah, sure. Sure. Why not? Why not?
It's drama. I don't
know. Anyways, so this week Wayward Sons, my team, is going up against the Emperor. The evilest of evil in our league, the Emperor, Chuck Norris. Yes.
Oh, the Emperor.
So we had the Oracle. The Oracle.
He tried to weave this narrative.
It's
with
a Star
Darth
Wars
Vader
reference. It's a Star Wars reference.
I do like the Star Wars reference.
Yeah. Mm. Joel was Darth Vader, but behind Joel, there was an even darker evil.
More evil.
That evil is Chuck Norris.
Not that guy Snoke. What's his name in that last movie?
Snoke.
How did I go from the Oracle to Darth Vader? That's a stretch.
Is it? So let's talk about the Emperor.
The forces.
Let's talk about the Emperor. So the Emperor, Chuck Norris,
also known as Chuck Norris.
Yes. So Chuck Norris, just to be clear, is not actually Chuck Norris. It is the name of one of our teams.
Dave Caston.
Yes. Yes. Good name, Caston. We didn't take it for the league, but you can use it. Sure. Anyways. So
it is funny.
Sure.
The memes are funny.
Yeah. In some world, it's funny. It's funny.
So anyway, so he's undefeated. Nobody thinks he's got the best team. He's got a decent team because he's undefeated, obviously. But, I mean, somebody's got to take him down, and this week, it's you. Take him down.
I'm certainly trying to do that. I think he's got a pretty solid team, even really in spite of the fact that he's kind of going up against his first real bye week, so he does not have Marvin Jones or
Brees.
Kenny Galladay playing. He doesn't
have and Galladay stack
Drew Brees. I mean, yes. So he's gonna have his hands full trying to pull out a win this week.
The man starting Mitch Trubisky, goddamn it.
Yes, missile. Missile.
And Lamar Miller.
Is that what we're calling
missile.
Him now? Missile? Lamar Miller, if he's on waivers, do you pick him up?
No.
Right. He's starting him this week.
I will say, I do have some challenges in my lineup. Deshaun Watson did suffer some sort of chest injury over the weekend because
nipple.
His O-line.
I believe it was a nipple.
Maybe. His O-line sucks, but.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was. I'm not a fan of Dallas at all, but those two teams just absolutely slugged it out last Sunday night.
It was
that
brutal.
Was like
it
overtime. Those quarterbacks were running for their life. That was a really entertaining game.
Oh, I missed it.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Did you? Did you miss it?
I was bitter.
Did you miss it? So yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, I've got a couple more weeks with James Conner. And again, just to sort of recap on the James Conner subject, like James Conner, we're a keeper league. I drafted James Conner in the 16th round as my last pick. So I am not actually looking to trade him. I know, generally speaking, the sense is trade James Conner while he's got some value, but I'm going to hang on to him because I could use him next year, potentially. In that season. So.
Yeah, you drop him, you trade him, you cannot keep him.
Yes.
So for any player on your roster. Good point.
Yeah. So any
you're
other...
in trouble, though.
And honestly, keep James Conner because Lev Bell's going to come back, he's going to pull a hammy, and it's going to be James Conner show again.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I don't know, but that actually does come to the next subject of Lev Bell. So Lev Bell, who, you know, there's been all this... somewhat unsubstantiated talk that he is coming back during the ninth week bye, I think it is.
He's, during the bye week.
During the bye week, whenever that is. And that he will be back. Now, that has just been called out by a beat reporter. It has not been supported by the team or anyone in Lev's camp. So, you know, it could still just be rumor and innuendo. There's still talk of potential trades. The Eagles went a long way to say, we are not trading for Lev Bell, which automatically makes me think they're considering trading for Lev Bell.
They're not because they're over the cap. Everybody knows they have no money to spend on
Lev Bell. But they're restructuring deals left and right.
You would have to get rid of Carson Wentz. That's not going to
happen.
Maybe. But let me just say this.
Please.
The commission is starting Josh Allen this week. That guy stinks.
Am I?
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying. Sorry.
Are you seriously starting Josh Allen?
He's starting Josh Allen because Stafford is on a bye.
Josh Allen is in my starting lineup
Reeks of desperation versus Houston. But it's a bye week, and we're all desperate on bye weeks.
So what I will say.
And Doug Baldwin. Look at that.
What I will say, John.
Keep trade cut.
Whoa, you suck.
John, I will confirm. That I do
sucks.
Currently have Josh Allen in my starting roster. That mm-hmm. part I will confirm.
Who in our league?
More to come.
He's going to drop him and pick up Flacco.
Yes.
That's his plan. I'm going to stop him.
You can only keep three quarterbacks.
I've got six on my roster that you
Which
don't know
will
about.
You drop?
I've got shadow roster.
It doesn't matter. Even if you get Flacco, you're still screwed, Kamish.
So are we done talking about the shell of a team that will become... Wayward Sons.
I mean, you're more than welcome to keep talking.
Well, I mean, the obvious one is James Conner, which after a couple weeks from now will have little to no value.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
And then there's...
Okay, yeah, keep talking.
So his number one running backs after Conner goes under the earth will be Sony Michel and Marshawn Lynch.
Kerryon Johnson.
So Kerryon, who's in a timeshare, will be his third...
He's in a touch.
Tevin Coleman.
LeGarrette Blunt is also
one of
the running backs in talks with potentially getting traded to the Eagles. He has a history there. So
I saw you picked up Smallwood.
Smallwood, which is not Callaway, a bad pickup.
Which you're trying to get rid of. I just see there's something is going to start crumbling and your luck is going to run out in the next handful of weeks. So enjoy it for now.
Sometime within the next 12, 13 weeks.
We play eight more.
I do want to say about his roster, I am sorry to see Larry Fitzgerald fizzle out. He kept him as a keeper. Everybody thought, okay, Fitz is going to be fine. He'll probably be a top 15 or 20 guy. Boy, Arizona has just crumbled. And Fitz is...
He can't stay healthy.
And I don't even know what's
that. The hamstring, and they're signing guys, you know, like, who's the guy they signed off the street?
So you're right. I agree. I think Ed's roster is suspect, but he's been working that waiver wire pretty goddamn good so far.
Right.
If he's got a hole, he's going to fill it. And hopefully he'll fill it well enough to knock off Chuck Norris this week.
I know Week 10 he's losing.
Yes.
I think he's got like five guys on a bye week.
Five guys on the bye?
Yeah, as much...
Oh, we have two quarterbacks on the bye. Yeah.
As much as everyone like wants to try to give me a hard time about that, there is an advantage to that. I've got 1 week to worry about.
I think you got a few more.
I've got 1 week to worry about where half my team is on a bye. I give that week, forget about it. That week is a throwaway. The rest of the weeks, I destroy everybody else. So, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Optimistic, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, why not?
He's love the confidence. A glass half full kind of guy.
He is a glass. He's very positive.
Can we have some more Kraken?
So we can have another shot of Kraken.
We've never had a guest.
Yes.
Since we're doing this,
in honor of my starting lineup.
No, we're not doing it in honor of your lineup, Greg. So, your lineup.
But you love your lineup, Greg. I don't get. Do you love your lineup still?
So I still like my lineup. I don't like it this week because Stafford. I've been happy to have the two Matts. Stafford and Ryan. The reason I like them is because there's no instability in a 2 QB league. You want to have consistent quarterback play. You don't have to have the best of the best, but you just hope that you don't have the worst of the worst every week. I think those two guys give me a consistent floor of 20 points or more per quarterback every week, and I don't have to think about it.
Now, you did great on that.
I have to think about all the other positions because Keenan isn't giving what he normally gives. Brandon Cooks in my first week in the lineup gets concussed. That's not going to happen every week.
Nope.
Ebron had 27 fantasy points last week. That's not going to happen again.
No, never.
But you know what is going to happen again?
Another shot of Kraken.
Strength and honor, gentlemen.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. So I'd rather not talk about my lineup this week because it just makes me want to gag. I'm facing No H, Team Heisenberg. So John No H, I am thankful that I did that trade and I carefully crafted that trade so that Mark Ingram wouldn't have to face me on the week after that I traded him to you.
Bye, you crafty bastard.
See, that's like three-dimensional chess. I thought that all the way through. I am a little bit worried about rootin' tootin' booty scootin' Cam Newton because he is going against a very, very beatable Washington defense. I do like Matt Ryan as a top pick against Tampa Bay.
Big time.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with Josh Allen. I was planning to keep him as my keeper, but we're going to see what happens there. I am looking forward to see what they start doing with David Johnson. And I'm also looking to see a bounce back game from both Allen and Cooks. So I don't feel horrible. I don't think it's my strongest lineup that I put together.
Well, according to the injury lineup or injury reports today, they were not practicing.
Who's that?
Who?
Cooks and
no, they did the walkthrough.
They did the walkthrough, and they said that they're progressing.
Not full contact.
They're progressing as any one player would during a healthy progression through protocol.
Don't listen to Ed, Greg. I would look at Duke as Cup's my
I
guy.
I stopped listening to Ed 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
As did our viewers.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart.
But I would worry about your Doug Baldwin play.
Yes.
Is there nobody else you can throw in there?
Guys, this is not start-sit.
advice column. I will manage
now
my roster.
We're analyzing your roster.
I will not. This will not be the final roster starting lineup.
Oh, you're just throwing them off.
So
that's it.
What we have now is
Jordy Nelson's coming.
We have some placeholders, and this is what I've got right now. And we'll see what happens on Sunday morning.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsor. But we don't actually have any sponsors, so we're just going to move right along to
Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice. Wanted to come out and say a few nice things about him.
With his first decision.
So no. Brett Kavanaugh,
moving on,
he probably didn't do it. Thank you for Brett Kavanaugh for sponsoring the show. He probably did.
Anyways, so
we're
going to transition to what is personally one of my favorite segments of the show, and that is, what the hell does Edison's team name mean? And so this week, Edison is going up against Armchair Assassins. Armchair Assassins.
The name that doesn't change.
Yes, yes. And Edison this
For
week
three
has,
years straight.
Has changed his name to Shoemaker's Recliner Walker.
What does that mean, Ed?
Well, actually, so
we're going to find out.
We are going to find out. As soon as I just lost
Tell
it.
Them what you've won, John.
Sorry. So Edward Shoemaker is actually the inventor.
Edwin.
Sorry, Edwin. Edward, there's another guy that was the co-creator.
That was his cousin.
Edwin. Edwin Shoemaker is actually the inventor of the Lazy Boy. And he passed away. Rest in peace.
You're bringing us down.
He passed away back in 1998.
Edison's name.
Edison's name. Joel will never be back on this show. So I hope you enjoyed.
Joel's going to be the host next
week. His speechless chatter. So
speechless?
Yes. Yes. So now I'm completely lost.
Anyway, Edison's name is a play on reclining armchairs and stuff like that.
And it just completely screwed the bit. Thanks.
You did great. You did
good,
great.
Good job, Joel. Good job.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're done.
Running the Bulls, you are fired too, because the pink fluffy unicorns are coming to take you down.
What's going on there?
I like my chances this week. I'm an 18-point dog, but, you know, I like being an underdog. We're Irish, so the Irish, you know. We were underdogs against the English, and we lost.
We already talked about your lineup. Is there anything to talk about the meat blankets versus Judas?
There is.
That's
a perfect transition, because it's literally the two worst teams in our league going up against each other.
Ed, pardon the correction.
Yeah, please.
I would like to say it's the ninth best and the 10th best teams facing each other.
Oh, yeah, sure. They both suck.
The Toilet Bowl.
The future members of the Toilet Bowl, who will probably be battling it out with you, Kamish, and they are going up against each other. We have the Moist Meat Hammocks versus the Judas, who couldn't quite pull off that win against Chuck Norris.
That's because he didn't fill out of the lineup.
Yes.
Oh, idiot. We need to talk about this.
Wasn't he hanging out with Connor last weekend in Vegas?
He was hanging out with Connor McGregor in Vegas, so he didn't do his lineup.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, as commissioner, can we talk about this for a second?
Yes, only as commissioner can you talk about it.
So, to be fair to the rest of the league, we need to be on point with our lineup setting.
Absolutely.
And we cannot be asleep at the wheel.
Nope.
It's not fair to all the other competitors if you are asleep at the wheel and you forget to set your lineup. So do a courtesy. This is a community announcement, a courtesy announcement to the rest of the league. Don't fall asleep. Set your lineup. Check who's in. Check who's out. Check who's injured. And set it appropriately.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait.
That's my public message.
Park, again, this week, New Orleans defense. It's on a bye. Get a defense. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, come on. Come on, guys. Well, he's not going to be listening anyways. But for
I'm
those of you,
call him right now.
But for those,
he's usually asleep.
Gio Bernard was out. You got to check the lineups. Check the rosters.
Yes, Gio Bernard was called out for the weekend, like on Friday or something.
He strained a Kegel muscle.
Yeah. Anyways, so, but had, and now maybe, to be fair, maybe he wouldn't have played the right guy. But just looking at Judas's lineup, had he put Tyler Lockett in there, he would have beat Chuck Norris.
He would have beaten Chuck Norris.
So he got a goose egg for leaving Gio in his flex slot. And had he thrown Tyler Lockett in
which
there...
Which he probably would have, looking at his potential.
Yeah, because he's got 15 tight ends. He's got... If he would have played Tyler Lockett, he would have gotten 20 points, and he would have beaten...
Yep.
He would have beaten Chuck Norris by 10 points.
And we wouldn't all be trying to gun for Chuck Norris and thinking he's as big a toolbox as he is.
Yeah, he's a total tool.
But the million-dollar question is, do the Hammocks get their first win this week?
That's a great question.
It depends on if Judas is listening to the podcast. If he's listening to the podcast and paying attention, maybe.
Somebody text that guy.
I did. I just wrote him, get a defense.
14
get
points
a defense
differential right now.
So let's talk about the Meat Hammocks. How do they turn their season around? They're 0-5 right now, but they have Tom Brady and Jared Goff.
How do you lose?
How are you 0-5 and you have two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
You bench Tom Brady.
Well, there you go. There you go. There's
he'd have
the
taken
the
me
question
down. If you had Tom Brady in the lineup, maybe I think he probably would have beat me last week.
Yeah, yes. I mean, they had some weird things happen, too. You had the Adrian Peterson injury where he dislocated his shoulder and then popped it back in on the sidelines.
Yeah,
that
yeah
saved my ass.
That's yeah like, what was that movie with? Yeah, never mind.
Oh, I know
yeah
that movie.
Yeah,
that one movie where the guy
exactly
pops his shoulder.
With the guy and the actor, yeah, he popped it.
Hey,
yeah.
For the listeners, what happens if you do lose a league? Have you discussed if you lose a league, do we have a bet that we're supposed to be taking care of, what happens if they're last place?
If you're in 10th place?
In 10th place. Is there something they're supposed to be doing?
Aren't you supposed to, like, do something stupid?
You have
like,
to wear a sandwich board at the end of Atherton Ranch Drive, the entrance to the community off of Redwood. And the message on the sandwich board is written by the winner
of the
league. And you'll stand out there at a time yet to be determined, that'll be determined by me, on a day determined by me, the commissioner.
Make it rainy.
And it may be rainy. So that is your penance for having lost the league. So if you forget to set your lineup, if you forget to do all those little things that make it a truly competitive league, that's your destiny.
You'll be wearing a sandwich board.
Yeah, and to be clear, for Captain and Tennille, if you're out there listening, that goes for both of you.
Love will keep us together.
Boom.
Man, you have to be on Dave's shoulders while you wear the sandwich board.
You don't get, if both of you are part of the team, you don't get one of you out there. It's both of you. You are in this together.
Is it one board, though, or two?
Oh, it could be one board. That is yet to be determined.
They could be like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Sir, all right, gentlemen. Any final thoughts for this week going into to week six?
No, I think we covered a lot of ground here, and it was really nice having the Oracle here as a guest.
Definitely nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to thank you again for the invitation and appreciate the time, and hopefully invite back soon. I'm sure that would be soon, but I hope soon.
You will be.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
You're good at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Sunday, I will not be able to follow my team as intensely as I would like, because Sunday I will be stuck on the road back from Disneyland.
Oh wow! The happiest place on earth.
Just gonna give a little family shout out here. Alexis has got her 13th birthday.
Oh.
I know.
Happy birthday, Alexis!
So Friday school's out. I told her we're taking her up to my mom's house to go clean floors at my mom's house, who breeds dogs. So Friday we're going to clean floors at grandma's house. When actually we're taking her to Disneyland.
Wow.
And Friday
night. How cool
was that? Friday night is this monster Disney party where literally they close the park at 6. Everybody has to leave. And then anybody who has tickets, which have been sold out for months, they get to come in for the big Mickey's Halloween birthday party or Mickey's Halloween party.
How cool is that?
We had to pull some strings. We got a friend who's like a VIP with Disney out in Florida. She made some calls, got us tickets for Friday night. Got us a hotel room at the, Paradise Pier right outside.
You're winning.
We're winning. But I will not be following fantasy football as well as I would like. But so
trust me, you will be standing in line for Dumbo, looking at your fantasy score.
I will not lose this week to Joel. But even if I do lose, I'll be a winner in the family. And
yes, yeah, and that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of fun with our podcast. We have a lot of fun with our league. But it's really about our families and getting to kind of share this time together, because we consider our league part of our family as well. Sometimes more important.
Aww. Yeah, you know, you gotta spend some time with the orphans and widows of fantasy football, but you know, not any more than you really absolutely
once in a while.
Yeah.
So again, Joel, I just want to thank you for stopping by the cave tonight. We are really excited and happy to have you here. And we'd love to have you back. Maybe
a lot of fun. It's great.
Yeah. As soon as your team actually starts winning, though.
Yeah.
Which will be next week. Thank you.
All right.
No.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Sons of Atherton. And we are also on Instagram at Sons of Atherton FFL. Join us on there. And in the future, we'll continue to push content out there. And we will see you next week. Good luck this weekend. Set your lineups.